نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات انا لا نضيع اجر من احسن عملا اولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الانهار يحلون فيها من اساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس واستبرق متكئين فيها على الارائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا صدق الله العظيم. It's a general rule in Quran that whenever there is a mention of the people of the hell, then for a simultaneous contrast, the people of Jannah, the people of paradise are also mentioned. So in the fourth section of Surah Al-Kahf, we have already read about the people who will be in the hell. إِنَّ عَصْرَنَا لِزْوَالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. You know, they will be surrounded by fire and the smoke of hell. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ. And if they will ask for some water, they will be given some molten brass, molten copper to drink, which will be very hot. يَكْسِ الْوُجُوهُ. It will roast their mouths and faces. بَيْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاعَتْ مُرْتَفَقَا. It will be a very bad thing to drink and a very bad place to rest. Now in contrast, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Verily, those who came to believe and who did good deeds. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. We are not going to waste the reward of those who have been doing good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. For them will be the residential garden of perpetuity, of eternity. Tajri min tahtihim al-anhar. Underneath them, rivers will be flowing. Yuhallawna fiha min asawira min zahabin. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold. Vayalbasuna siyaban khudran. And they will be wearing dress, which will be green colored. Min sundusin wa istabrak. Robes of silk and brocade. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. And they will be sitting over there on raised couches. نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ. It will be a very good reward that will be given to them. وَحَسَنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. And it will be a very goodly place to rest. Now in the next session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example of two persons who were friends. One was wealthy, the other was poor. But the wealthy one became haughty. And the poor one was loyal to his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a conversation between them. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ. Relate O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them the story of two people, example of two persons. جَعَلْنَا لِأَهَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ عَذَابٍ. We have given to one of them two gardens of grapes. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. And we have surrounded those gardens of grapes with the palm trees, date palm trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. In between the two gardens there was an agricultural farm also. So all the things that he needed were there. There were fruits, there were grapes, there were dates, and there was the farm in which, you know, corn, etc., or wheat, whatsoever he needed, he could cultivate. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَسْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Both the gardens produced its fruit and never decreased it in any way. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And we had caused to gush forth between them a river. A river was also flowing between the two. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. And he had fruit. Now it has two meanings. Either the gardens were laden with fruit, or, you know, fruit of a man is his progeny, daughters, sons. So maybe, as we shall see later on, he had many sons. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرْ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. Now he said to his friend, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. And they were having a conversation among them. أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more wealth than you have. And I have more strength. And the number of people I have with me is much greater than you have. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ and then he entered his garden. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ and he was doing wrong to himself. قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He said, I don't think that this garden can perish ever. وَمَا أَظُنُّ سَعَةَ قَائِمَةً. In the same way, I don't think that the hour and the sa'ah and qiyamah is going to come. وَلَئِنْ رُجِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And supposedly, if I am returned to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I'll definitely find much better things over there when I go back to my Lord. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. Now this is a sort of mentality of rich people. They think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this thing in this world. It means we deserve it. So we can get in the afterward also, in the hereafter also. So here he was thinking, primarily either there is no hereafter, no resurrection. But if there is any resurrection, and if there is the life of hereafter, then I shall get more than what I am getting here. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ. Now his companion said to him, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. And he was conversing with him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Are you denying your Lord who has created you out of the dust? ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. And then from a sperm drop, ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And then he made you a complete man. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. But as for me, I accept Allah as my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And I am not ready to associate anybody else with him. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخُلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And why it was not the case that when you entered your garden and you were pleased to see the garden laden with fruit, you should have said, MashaAllah. This is actually because Allah decreed it to be so. This is because Allah wanted it to be so. It's by the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I have. La quwwata illa billah. There is no power except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tarame, if you are seeing me, ana aqalla minka malam wa walada, that I am less than you in my wealth as well as my sons. Fa asa rabbi an yu'tiyani khayran min jannatik. It's just possible that my Lord gives me a garden better than yours. Wa yursila alayha husbanan. And he will send over your garden a thunderbolt from heaven. Min as-samaa'i. فَتُصْلِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. And then all this garden and all this agricultural farm, it will become a slippery plateau. أَوْ يُصْلِحَ مَعَوْهَا غَوْرًا. And it is also possible that this water of this river may go down into the earth. فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And then it becomes impossible for you to get the water out of the earth. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Now what this person said, it actually happened. He was someone from Awliya Allah. Allah loved him. And whatever he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually did the same with that person. And his gardens were destroyed. وَرَحِيْتَ بِثَمَرِهِ. All the fruit was taken away from him. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ قَفَّهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. And now he remained there, rubbing his hands against each other on the wealth that he had invested. The garden had been finished. There came, you know, a thunderstorm, a thunderbolt, and everything was gone. He had invested a lot. يُقَلَّبُ قَفَّهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. And the garden was lying down on its supports. There are supports for the grapes, you know. Now these supports are down. وَيَقُولُ. And then he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. Would that I had not associated anyone with my Lord. Now the question is, whom he had associated with the Lord? There is no mention here of any Lat, Manat, Uzza, Hubal. No. No God. He believes in one God. Only what he says is that I don't think there is going to be any resurrection. I don't think. And if there is resurrection, then God has given me this thing over here, he will give these things, better things to me in the hereafter. And he was so confident of his garden. I don't think it can perish, it can be destroyed. What is it? This is the faith in material resources. Here matter and material resources have become God for him. He has all the faith and trust in the material resources. And this is the biggest shirk of today. What is the shirk? Very few people today in this world might be worshipping idols. Even Hindus, very few. Only the lower strata of the society going to temples and worshipping, you know, idols. The higher elite of Indian society also doesn't go to temples, doesn't worship these idols. The shirk is, number one, human sovereignty. This is the biggest shirk. Sovereignty belongs to whom? If you claim sovereignty, you are making yourself equal to Allah. This is number one shirk. Then all the confidence, all trust in matter and material resources. While Iman says that you should have all trust in God, not in the matter, not in the material resources. So this was the shirk that he was committing, not the shirk of worshipping other gods and goddesses. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِيَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ. But then there had been no hosts who could have helped him مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And it was not possible for him to take revenge. From whom could he take the revenge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destroyed his gardens. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Here all authority belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walaya, this is walaya. And another word is vilaya. Vilaya is for a wali. When there is mutual brotherhood, mutual friendship, it is vilaya. But authority is from, walaya is from wali. Wali is the person who rules some place or some country, wali. And from wali is walaya. So authority. Authority here belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Hunalikal walaya to lillahi al-haq. وَخَيْرٌ سَوَابًا. He is the best in rewarding. وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا. And he is the best regarding the final result. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا. Strike to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a similitude for the life of this world. كَمَاءٍ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. It's like the water that we send down from the heaven. Rain comes down. فَخَلَقَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And with this water, rain, water of rain, you know, intermingles the vegetation of the earth, of the land, and comes out. Otherwise, the land was without any greenery, no vegetation, barren. Now water came down, rain poured, and now there is vegetation. So vegetation intermingled with that water and came out. After some time, this vegetation, this becomes dry and broken in pieces. And now the air is taking it from this side to that side, etc. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُخْتَدِرًا. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful over everything. Now this is, you know, we, our body, as I said in the Friday sermon today, those of you who were present, our animal existence, our body comes from clay. Our ruh comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as the rain comes down, and the vegetation of the earth comes out due to that rain. Ruh comes from there, and the body, which is coming from the clay, they do join together, and that is the life of this world. When we die, the body will go back. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. But the ruh and the nafs, the life, they will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Wealth and sons, they are the adornment of this life of this world. Now this word zina is coming for the third time here in this surah. First of all, in the first section we had, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَالَ الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Whatever is over this earth, we have made it an adornment for this world. It looks very beautiful. And we want to test whether you love this world or you love us. This is the test. Number two, we found, O Muhammad, Your eyes should not go towards those people who have zeenat of dunya, adornment of dunya. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These people who are rich, who are the citizens, they have the adornment of this worldly life. But you shouldn't go towards them. You shouldn't pay more attention to them. Devote more attention to your Ahle Iman, your brothers in faith. Although they are poor, but they go on praying Allah, calling in the morning and evening, calling upon Him. And now third time here, Al-Malu wal-Banuna zinatul hayatid dunya. This wealth that you have in this world, and your sons, they are adornment of life of this world. Wal-Baqiyatus salihat. But the things which will remain are the righteous deeds. Sons will remain here. They are not going to go with you in the grave. Your wealth will remain here. It's not going to go with you in the grave. What will you take into the grave with you? Will be the good deeds. They will be permanently with you. If you have done some. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. The things which remain and which is eternal. They are the good deeds. خَيْرٌ إِنَّ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. And these good deeds are better. Near your Lord, when you stand before your Lord, and they are better that you can have hope something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for these deeds. فَيَوْمَنُسَيِّرُوا الْجِبَالِ. And when we should make the mountains move, they will move, and they will become dust. There will be no mountains. It will all be a plain earth. فَيَوْمَنُسَيِّرُوا الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. And you will see this land, this earth, absolutely leveled and plain, without any adornment. Now the skyscraper is gone, buildings gone, palaces gone, even Himalayas gone, all things gone, all plain land. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. And then we shall gather them, all of them, all human beings. وَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And will not leave even one of them, all the human beings. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the last human being who will be there in his progeny till the end of this world, till Qiyamah, they will all be present over there. They will all be resurrected and they will have to stand there. And then as I quoted earlier also, the ayat from Suratul Fajr. Baja Rabbuka wal Malaku Safan Safa. Badiya Yawma ibn bi Jahannam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will himself descend. And angels in rows and columns and ranks. And then you know, there will be the accountability of the day of judgment. And the judgment will be passed. وَأُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّةً. They will be presented before their Lord in ranks and lines. لَقَدْ جَيْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Very beautiful. Allah would say, now you have come to us in the same form in which we had created you for the first time. What was that creation of the first time? And what is the creation of second time? First of all of us were created as spirits. No bodies. All the spirits of all the human beings, from Adam till the last man. And we were present there. And we made the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alastu bi rabbikum? Alu bala. Am I not your Lord? Why not? Oh Allah, we accept you as our Lord. This was the covenant. This is the covenant of Alas, we call it. So this is, these were all present there. But there was no relationship, no father, no son, no grandfather, no grandson. All in only the spiritual form, not the body. Then what happened? Then when, you know, this world of matter was created. And now, when a human being seeketh, is completed in the womb of the mother. The ruh, the spirit, is brought from there and joined with it. And according to the hadith, it is done after 4 months. It is the hadith from Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, that for 40 days, you know, it's the nutfa stage. Then for 40 days, it is mudgha stage. Alaqa stage. 3 into 40, 120 days. That is 4 months. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel and he blows the roof into it. Now it becomes human being, just as about Adam, وَإِذَا خَلَقْتُهُ وَسَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. In the same way, the son of Adam, in the womb of his mother, when it is, the fetus is 4 months old, that roof is brought and it is blown into him. So now, just as we were standing, all of us, together, before Lord, when we made the covenant, in the same way, on the day of judgment, we shall be standing all of us together. Father with the son, grandfather and grandson, all. Adam, from Adam to the last man, which will come in this world, they will all be present. لَقَدْ جَيْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَلَا بَرَّهُ. As we had created you for the first time. Creation for the second time is in the womb of the mother. Bodily creation was in the womb of the mother. First creation was only of the spirits of human beings. وَوَوْيَا الْكِتَابِ. And now the record of the deeds of the people will be brought and placed. Maybe it is a very giant computer. You only touch one button and the whole film of a human being's life is there, you can see. Whatever he uttered is there. Whatever he did is there. For every being, every human being. وَبُغِي الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْرِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي. You will see that these culprits, evildoers, will be very much fearful of what is there in this record. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Ah, woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What type of a record it is. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. It has not omitted even the smallest details. All the sins, they have been computed here. They have been computed here. Everything is here. وَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find whatever they had done present before their eyes. وَلَا يَسْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord is not going to do injustice to anybody. Everybody will be repaid what he did. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish one without any deeds, bad deeds that he had committed. وَلَا يَسْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord is not going to punish anybody and do any injustice to anybody. Now the seventh section starts, as I told you, with the same story of Adam and Iblis. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. And when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam, they all prostrated except Iblis. But this is the only place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified that Iblis was not an angel. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. He was one of the jinn. Now, malaika were created out of light. In the same way, human spirits, arwah, they are also created out of light. Jinnat, they were created out of fire. And lastly, human beings, along with all the animals of this world, they were created from dust or mud or whatever you may call it, from the clay. So these are three levels of creation. Highest level, from light, the angels, and human spirits. Second intermediary level, from fire, they are the jinnat. And the lowest level, our animal being. But our existence is twofold. This animal being is at the lowest level, but of the highest level is the spirit that is blown into us. So we have a double existence. While jinnat, they are midway, but they are better than our animal existence. But we are better than them, due to the spirits that have been blown into us, and those are from light. So, jinn can disobey Allah. Humans can disobey Allah. But now the question is, why this was included among angels? They say that he was a very pious, very learned jinn. And he had been joined with the angels. Because, you know, Noor and Naar are very close to each other. Malaika created out of Noor. And Jinnat created out of Naar. And Noor and Naar, they are very close to each other. In between is Harfi Illat, as they call them, which interchanges from this to that, from Alif to Waw and Ye. These three letters, you know, they are Huruful Illa. Anyhow, there's not time for these discussions. Kana min al-jinni, he was from among the jinns. Fafasaka namri rabbihi. So he disobeyed the command of his Lord. Now, you, oh, the progeny of Adam, do you want to take him, Iblis, and his progeny, friends to you, leaving me, your Lord, who placed Adam, your grandfather, above the jinnat and above the malaika. But now, you are befriending Iblis. He is your enemy. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي. Now you are befriending this Iblis and his progeny. And hearing me, وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُمْ. Although they are your enemies. بَيْسَ لِزَالِمِينَ بَدَلَى. Bad is the exchange for these evildoers. Not befriending Allah, but befriending Iblis. مَا أَشْفَتْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I had not taken them witnesses when we created the heavens and the earth. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Nor the creation of themselves. وَمَا كُنْتَ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا. And I am not the one who can take these people who led others to astray as helpers. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. This subject has come many times before also. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now call those people, or those deities, or those gods, false gods, that you used to call upon and pray in the life of that world. أَلَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ. They will call them. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. But they will not answer them. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبَقًا. And we shall set up a gulf of destruction in between them. فَرَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارِ. And these culprits, these evildoers, they will see the fire. فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا. And they will be sure now that they are going to be thrown into it. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفَا. And they will not find any escape, any place to save themselves from the fire. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. This ayah was there in Surah Bani Israel also. Only the sequence of the words is changed. We have explained in this Quran, for the benefit of humanity, all the similitudes, bil kulli masal, and in various forms, various words, various kinds, various sequences. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. But man is more than all the creatures in quarreling. He is more quarrelsome than any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not ready to accept. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. And nothing has prevented the people in believing when this guidance has come to them. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. And so that they ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلَّا أَنْ تَعْفِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. But the only reason is that the unfortunate end of the ancient nations is going to come to them. أَوْ يَعْفِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا. Or the divine chastisement will come before them face to face. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذَرِينَ. And we don't send them. We have not been sending our messengers except as the bearers of the glad tidings and as warners. وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ. And those who disbelieve, they rebut the truth by falsehood. بِالْبَاطِلِ. لِيَدْفَدُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ. So that they may rebut the truth with batil. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا. And they have taken my revelation, my ayat, with which they are being warned as a mockery, as a laughing stock. وَمَنْ أَلَّمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Who is more evil doer than the person who is reminded, admonished, with the revelations of his Lord. فَارَضَانْهَا. He turns his face away from them. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. And just forget what his both hands have sent forward in stock in the, for the life hereafter. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. We have put on their hearts wheels. أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ. This ayah also has appeared in Surah Bani Israel. We have read it. They can't understand it. وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. We have put heaviness in their ears. وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ. If you call them towards guidance, فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. they are never going to be guided to the right path. Now they have rejected the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also put a seal on their hearts. وَرَبَّكَ الْغَفُورَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ Your Lord is a forgiving Lord. A merciful, but rahma, غَفُورَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ لَوْ يُعَاقِذُهُمْ لِمَا كَسَبُوا Had he seized human beings, mankind, on whatever they did, I commit a sin now, and Allah gives the punishment right now. But in that case, we have read before also, no living creature would have persisted, or we would have remained on the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish immediately. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحْمَةُ لَوْ يُعَاقِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَجَّلَ لَهُمَ الْعَذَابِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent the chastisement for them, very ugly. But لَهُمْ مَوْعِدُونَ No. For them there is a time fixed. لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْعِلًا And they will not find any escape from that fixed time. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا These are the cities where قَوْمِ عَاد, nation of عَاد, nation of Hud, used to live. Those places where Samud, to whom Hazrat Saleh was sent, used to live. Those cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, to which Hazrat Lut was sent. تِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ We destroyed them. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا And for their destruction, we had fixed a time which was fixed for that. Now, in the next two sections, there is the story. A journey which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took with someone. We are not sure who was he, whose name is not given. Generally, we know him by the name of Khidr alayhi salam. There are various opinions about the person of and personality of Khidr. One is that he was an angel sent down on this earth so that he teaches to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam some of the wisdom, divine wisdom. Some think that he was a saint dead long before, but his spirit is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has retained it in this world and guides people on different occasions, etc., etc. But I think there is no need of going into this discussion. Only the essence of what he taught and what is the reality that Moses came to know through him, that is important. فَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِفَتَاهُ Just recall when Moses said to his servant, لَا أَبْرَهُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُكْمًا I am not going to give up until I reach the place where the two rivers or two seas they meet. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him, go there where the two rivers or two seas they meet. And there you will find a person. And he will teach you certain things. Now, there are two opinions. One is that this was the Nil, River Nile. Al-Nil al-Arzak, Al-Nil al-Abyas. There are two Niles, you know, in Sudan. But then they join together. And when it enters Egypt, it is one Nile. So maybe the joining place of the two Niles, you know, the blue Nile and the white Nile, might be that place where he was sent. Wallahu alam. So he said, I am not going to give up till I reach there, where the two seas of rivers meet. Or I can go on for years. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا When they both reached the point of meeting of those two rivers, نَسِيَا هُوتَهُمَا They had for their, you know, breakfast or something like that, some fish, roasted fish. They forgot to take with them. نَسِيَا هُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ السَّرَبَا Now this roasted fish became alive and dug a burrow in the sand and went to the sea or the river. فَلَمَّا جَعْوَذَا When the both of them had gone further, قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ Now Musa said to his servant, آتِنَا غَدَانَا Bring us that breakfast, our food. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبَا Now we have tired, we have got it, you know, from this journey, we have been tired now. قَالَ رَأَيْتَا The servant was Joshua, of Bible, Joshua. And we call them Musa ibn Nun. Joshua, he became the caliph after Hazrat Musa, alayhi salatu wa salam. And under his leadership, the Bani Israel, they captured Jericho. Jericho is the city, which was the first city which was captured in Palestine by Bani Israel under the command of Joshua. And this Joshua is as a servant with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in this journey. Kala Raita, Joshua said to him, look, is a Raina ila Safrate. When we had taken refuge on that Katan, on that Safra, on that rock, finally Nasitul Hu, I just forgot to look after that fish. Waman Sani ho illa Shaitanu Naskura, and definitely Satan made me forget that I didn't mention it to you. وَاتَّخَذَ صَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. And that fish that became alive, and then it took the issue way into the sea or into the river. And it's a very strange thing that happened. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْوِي. Moses said, Musa alayhi salam said, this is what we were looking for. Allah has told him that something very strange will happen somewhere, and there you will find the person to whom we are sending you. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْوِي. He said, this is what we were after. فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا قَفَصَىٰ. Now they retraced their steps and came back to that place where the two rivers were meeting and where that fish had disappeared into the water. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. There they found our bondsman, one of our bondsmen, عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, one of our servants, from our servants. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. We had given them mercy from us. وَإِلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we had taught him knowledge from the store of knowledge with us. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. Musa said to him, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ. Should I follow you? I remain with you. Keep your company. عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. But you will have to teach me some of what you have been taught of right judgment. Some of the knowledge, special knowledge that Allah has given you, if you promise to teach me, then I should remain with you for some time, for some days. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَقِيَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. He said, you won't be able to have patience with me. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. And how can you have patience about those things, about the knowledge of which you don't have? Apparently you will find I'm doing something wrong, and you will not be able to keep quiet. You will speak out, and just as it happens, we will see later on. So you will not be able to be patient with me. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. Moses said, inshallah, you will find me patient person. وَلَا عَصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. I will never disobey you. Whatever your instruction, I will follow. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. Then he said, if you follow me, if you keep my company, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. Then don't ask anything from me. Hatta uhdisa laka minhu zikra. Till such time that I myself disclose to you some of the secrets of what I have been doing. Fantalaqa. Now they departed. Hatta idha rakiba fi safinati. But when they mounted, boarded a boat, kharaqaha. He made a hole in the boat, bottom of the boat. Fala kharaqtaha li tughriqa ahlaha. How could Hazrat Musa be patient with it? He said, you have made a hole in the bottom of the boat. You want to drown its occupants. لَقَدْ جَيْتَ شَيْءٍ إِمْرًا. Certainly you have done a very grievous thing. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. He said, didn't I say to you, you will not be able to be patient with me. قَالَ لَا تُعَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِي. He said, then you don't bring me to the book on which I have forgotten. It was just, you know, I forgot. Reproach me not for which I forgot. وَلَا تُرْهِقْ مِنْ مِنْ أَمْرِ عُسْرًا. And oppress me not in my affairs. فَانْتَلَقَ. He said, okay. Then they continued their journey. حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَهُ. Till that time that they met a young boy, and he killed him. قَالَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. Musa said, you have killed a human life, innocent life, without his having been having killed anybody. No law. لَقَدْيَتَ شَيْءٍ نُقْتَى. Again you have done something very bad. قَالَ أَلَمَ قُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. That person said, didn't I say to you that you won't be able to have patience with me? قَالَ إِنْ سَالْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي. Hazrat Musa said, now if I ask anything again, then you can say me to depart. Then don't keep me with you. لَقَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. You have reached now that level of excuse about me. I won't be able to complain that why you are parting ways from me. Because twice I have committed a mistake. But if the third time I commit a mistake, you will be justified to say go away. فَانْتَلَقَ. Again they continued the journey. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. Till such time that they came to a township. And they wanted the people of that town or village to feed them. Travelers, you know, in the olden times, people used to feed them as guests. فَأَبَوَا يُذَرْيُفُوهُمَا. But those people were so wicked of that township that they denied, they refused to feed them and to play host to them. فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ وَيَنْقَضَّهُ. Now they found there in that city or township a wall which was going to collapse. فَأَقَامَ. That person was there. That person Khidr. He straightened it. Rectified it. قَالَ لَوْ شَيْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Hazrat Musa said, you could demand, you know, labor from them. They are so wicked people. They are not ready to feed us. And you have done this work for them without any wages. You should have demanded wages. قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي. He said, now this is the time of parting of ways between me and you. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَعْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Now I am going to disclose to you the secrets about which you couldn't be patient. Number one, أَمَّا سَفِينَةُ. As from that boat, فَقَالَتْ لَمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. That belonged to certain poor people who were working on the sea, taking passengers from this side to that side. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا. And I damaged it. وَكَانَ وَرَاهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. Because behind them, there was a king who was confiscating and annexing all the boats. Now when he will see that this boat is damaged, he will steer it. So this whole boat will be spared for them. Had it been correct and absolutely fit, then the whole boat would have gone from them. So actually, you think that I have done something bad for them, it is actually good for them. For their benefit, that now that king will not take this boat from them. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ. As for that boy, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. His parents are believers. And they are good people. فَخَشِينَ أَنْ يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. The fear that if this boy becomes mature, he will oppress his parents with insolence and ingratitude. He could see that he is not a gentle man, gentle boy. He will be a headache for the parents. فَأَرَدْنَا أَنْ يُمْدِدَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. So we decided that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him back and gives them in his place another son who might be better than him in purity and nearer in affection. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ. And as for the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. It belonged to two orphan boys in the city. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. Beneath the foundation of that wall, there was a treasure for them. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And the father of these two orphans, he was a very pious person. He had saved something for his young orphan sons, you know, when he was dying. And he buried there in the foundation of this wall. Now if this wall, if it collapses, the treasure will be apparent. It will come out. And people will take it. Because the orphans are still minor. They won't be able to protect their wealth. So, فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. So your Lord decided it. أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا. They reach their maturity. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ أَكَنْزَهُمَا. And then they take out from that, the foundation of that wall, their treasure. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. All this was manifestation of the mercy of your Lord. Apparently you thought I have done something wrong. Now what is the lesson in it? In this world, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends something to me, which is not pleasant, I think it is bad. Maybe there is something good in it. Asan tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. Wa asan takrahu shay'an wa huwa khairun lakum. It's just possible. You might be disliking something, but there is good for you in that. And likewise it is also possible that you might like something, but there must be bad in it for you. So actually Allah knows and you don't know. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamu. So whatever is happening in this world to us, we should think it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some good is intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadihim khair. In His hand is all good. Whatever comes from Him is good for me. Although apparently, immediately, instantly, it might appear to be unpleasant for me. But in the long run, if it is coming from my Lord, it must be beneficial for me. This is the lesson of Iman which Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got through this journey. ذَلَكَ تَعْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. This is the real interpretation of those things on which you could not have patience. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْقَرْنَيْنِ. I told you the questions were, who were the people of the cave? Who was Zulqarnain? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They are asking you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about Zulqarnain. Zulqarnain, first of all, must understood. Qarn means a horn. Qarnain, two horns. The person having two horns, who was he? Actually, he was Cyrus, Kehoros. He was the king of Persia. Before him, Persia was divided into two kingdoms, Paras and Media. But when he rose to power, he joined them together. And he was the actually founder of the great Iranian empire, whose 2,500 years anniversary was, you know, you remember the Jashn, which the king, emperor of Iran, I think about 20 years back, the big ceremony was held. It's 2,500 years had passed. And he was the founder of the great Iranian kingdom, empire, and he was the founding emperor. He then attacked Babylonia. Babylonia is Iraq. After, you know, west of Iran is Iraq. And Babylonia, there were the Jews who were in captivity. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylonia, who had destroyed the second temple in Jerusalem in the year 587 before Christ. I gave that history last night. Now these things are coming together. So now these people, when Cyrus captured Babylonia, he allowed these Jews to go back to Jerusalem. And they can go and they can have their temple again, build their temple. So these people knew him. And because he had joined two kingdoms to make one, in his, Taj, in his crown, he fixed two horns to represent two kingdoms becoming one. So he is Zulqarnain. Yasaluna kanjil kurnayn kul satlu alaykum minhu zikra. Say to them, okay, I'm going to narrate some of his events to you. Inna makkanna lahu fil ard. We had established him in the land, in the earth. He was a big king. Wa atainahu min kulli shay'in sababa. And we have given means to him for everything. Fa atba'a sababa. So he launched an expedition, conquest towards the west. Hatta idha balagha maghrib ash-shams. So that when he reached the place where the sun was setting, you know, this coast of Mediterranean, when he reached there, now in front of him was the ocean, Mediterranean Sea. And when you stand on the coast, you think that the sun is going down in the sea. When he reached there, وَجَدَهَا تَغْرَبُ فِي عَيْنِ الْحَمِيَةٍ. He found that the sun is setting in black, muddy water. وَوَجَدَ إِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا. And there he found a nation. He conquered them. قُلْنَا يَا ذُلْقَرْنَيْن. He said, O ذُلْقَرْنَيْن, إِمَّا أَنْ تُعَذِّبَ. Now you have the authority. You can chastise them if you like. وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا. Or if you like, you can do good to them. You can be kind to them. You have conquered them. But you can be kind to them. Kala, he said, Amma man zalama, fasofan wazibu. Whosoever does evil, so we should also chastise him. Summa yuraddu ila rabbihi. And then he will be returned to his Lord. Fayuazibuhu azaban nukra. And he will chastise him in the worst form of azab. Amma man amana wa amila salihan. As for those who believe and they do good deeds, falahu jazaan al husna. His good reward is secure with his Lord. وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا. And we also will be lenient to them in our affairs. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Now this character is of a very pious person. As if he was a prophet. They say that actually he was a follower of Zarqasht, Zoroaster. And he was a Nabi. Maybe. It's just possible. But it is not mentioned in the Quran. But he was under training with him. And he, as we find here, as if he is one of the prophets, just like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The character is absolutely parallel. Summa adbaa sababa, then he prepared for another expedition. Hatta idha balagha matla' ash-shams. Then he reached the place where the sun rises. Wajadaha qatlu ala qawmin. He found it is rising on a nation, ala qawmin. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا. For whom we had appointed no shelter. They say that this expedition of Zulkarnain was towards Makran, this Balochistan area. And there the people were so low, uncivilized, that they didn't know how to make roofs. Their houses were only walls. Walls separating each other's house, that's all. No roof. So they had no shelter from the sun. كَذَلِكَ. This is what happened. وَقَدْ أَحَتْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُمْرًا. And indeed, we have all the knowledge that happened over there. What it means? We are not giving you the details. Now comes the third. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Then again he prepared an expedition. It was towards the north. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ. Until when he reached between the two barriers of mountains, he found, وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا. He found on this side of these mountains, a nation, common, لَا يَقَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. They were not able to understand anything. Now this is the place between two seas. The Black Sea in the west and the Caspian Sea on the east. In between them is the Caucasia. This area, mountainous area, also this, you know, Chechnya is also a part of it. Now here are mountains. And two, you know, walls of mountains, and in between them there is a way, a broad dara, we will call it. So, people from the north, Gog and Magog, used to come through this and attack here and looted them, plundered them, and then used to run back. So, these people here, they said to Zulkarnain, Kalu ya Zulkarnain, they said, oh Zulkarnain, إِنَّ يَعْجُوجَ وَمَعْجُوجَ مُفْتَدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Surely, Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog, they are from the progeny of Hazrat Yafis alayhi salatu wasalam. I told you three sons of Nuh. Sam, Ham, Yafis. Sam, Ham, Yafis. And this is the progeny. Beyond the central mountainous regions of Asia, north of it, towards east and west both, this is the area where the progeny of Yafis alayhi salatu wasalam settled. So they are also, and the sons, the name of the sons of Yafis are given in Bible, Torah, and they include Gog and Magog. They create mischief in the land. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا. So should be a sign for you, some tribute. أَلَا أَنْ تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. On this, that you erect between them and us a barrier. So that they can't cross, you know, this pass between the two mountains. They come through this pass and attack us, and plunder us, and kill us, and then run back. So if you can somehow fill this gap, and put a barrier over here, and close this pass, then we shall give you annual tribute, so that this can compensate you for what you do for us. He said, whatever my Lord has given me is much better than what you can offer me as a tribute. I don't need any wealth. No tribute. Again the character, the moral character of the person is, I think, just the same as of the Prophet of Allah or Awliya Allah, some very pious person. قَالَ مَا مَكَنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. What my Lord has given me is much better than what you can offer me in tribute. فَأَيْنُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ. But help me with manpower, labor. Come on. Work with me. أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. I will build between you and them a wall. This wall which he created between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, between the cities of Daryal and Darbund, there was a gap. And this gap was filled by a wall which he built 50 miles long, 29 feet high, 10 feet broad at the top. Just like the dam, you know, Mangala Dam and Tarbela Dam. What happens? A mountain this side. And here you erect a wall. This is the dam. The flow of the river is hampered, and now the artificial lake is created, and there is the water, reservoir. Bangla and Tarbela both. But in the same way, he erected a wall over there. Atuni Zubar al-Hadid, he said, bring to me pieces of iron. Hatta idha sawa baina sadafain. They fill the gap with these pieces of iron. So that when they are leveled up, the gap is finished. Qala al-Furhu. Then he said, blow in it. Make it a fire. Hatta idha ja'alahu naran. When it was a fire, Qala atuni ufiq alayhi qitra. Now bring to me molten brass that I pour over it. So to say, it was the reinforced concrete structure. First, you know, pieces of iron, then they were made red hot, then molten brass was poured, so it became a very strong structure. فَمَسْتَعُوا يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَسْتَعُوا لَهُ نَقْبَى. They will not be able, neither they will be able to scale it, come over it, nor they will be able to pierce it. قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. And he said, this is all the mercy of my Lord. I don't claim any credit for it. I don't boast of anything. قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. This is the mercy of my Lord. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. When the command of my Lord will come, then this will become a powder. This strong thing that I have made, it will not remain. It will become a powder. And the promise of my Lord is going to be true. It is going to happen. At one time it will not be there, and this is now not there. There are some remains at that place. That is why the place, the name of Darbund. Darbund means in Persian, where the door has been closed. Darbund. So Darbund is the name of that place where this wall existed. But now there is no wall. It has gone. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَ يَذِي يَمُودُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ. And when that time will come, we shall leave them surging into each other, fighting. And then the trumpet shall be blown. Now this surah began with the warning of a war. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And this is now ending here. Again, there will be very big war. People and Gog and Magog will intermingle with each other. They will run into each other's columns. Yamud of Ibad is thundering against one another. And the trumpet shall be blown. And then we shall gather all humanity together for the day of judgment. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. And on that day, we shall present Jahannam, hell, for these disbelievers. They can see it now with their own eyes. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ آيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those people whose eyes were blind to my remembrance, they never remembered me. They never knew me. They never loved me. They never served me. But now, this is the Nimbakanu Rajasapyuna Samha, and they were not listening to my revelation and my ayat. So here This 11th section comes to an end. أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's a common principle in the Quran that in the various surahs, the ayat which appear in the beginning and the ayat with which the surah ends, they are most profound, most profound. Same is the case with Surah Al-Kahf also. And that is why we find traditions and sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whosoever will keep reading and reciting the ayat in the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf and the ayat with which the surah ends, he will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. So these ayat have a special effect. And because, you know, in the beginning also we found the central ayat was, Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha wa nabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala. And I noted it last night that twice again this word zinat appears. Wala ta'du 'aynaka 'anhum turidu zinatal hayatid dunya. Al-malu wal banuna zinatul hayatid dunya. So the central idea is that this world is very beautiful. And as man is advancing in technology, the beauty of this world is becoming more and more, more and more attractive, more and more awful. So now man is loving this world more and more. And this is the only test to which we have been put in this life of this world. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He has created life and death so as to test you. Who amongst you is the doer of the good deeds? And this is the crucial matter, whether you love this world or you love Allah and the hereafter. If we fail in this, if we are fully devoted to this world, then we fail in the Akhirah. And if we have fixed our priority number one is that world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only a journey, we are passing by it. As the Prophet said, Kun fi dunya kaannaka gharibun wa aadir sabeel. You should live in this world as if you are some stranger or a traveler. That's all. This is not your house. This is not your home. Your home is actually Akhirah. Now in the end also you find, first of all, the denunciation of the shirk. Mostly the shirk in this world has been that people have adopted as gods and goddesses, according to their own imagination, the daughters or sons of Allah. The some of the Jews said, Uzair is son of Allah. So we must worship him. And you know, Christianity is based on this principle, the only begotten son of God. And he is the God real. That Asmani God, you know, the God in heaven, the Father, Heavenly Father, he is not very important. Really important is Jesus. He is the real God. In the same way, the Mushrikeen of Arab, they had the idea that these angels are daughters of Allah. And that is why they had their deities with the feminine names. Manat, Lat, Uzza, these are feminine names. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَيَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ. And why do these Mushrikeen worship these small gods and goddesses? They think that they will intercede on their behalf on the Day of Judgment. They will be able to save those people who love them from the accountability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is their Wrong idea. Allah says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So then those who have disbelieved, they think, أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِنْ دُونِي أَوْلِيَا, that they can make my servants, my bondsmen, as their protectors against me. Jesus, I created him, I sent him as a messenger. Now will he protect these people against me? Against my questioning? But Isa, they are my creation. They are my bondsmen. Will they intercede on their behalf against me? أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَيَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَا إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. For such disbelievers and rejectors of the faith, they have already prepared hell for their entertainment and hospitality. Now the crux of the matter of Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should we inform you who are the greatest losers regarding their deeds and endeavors in this world? Everybody is working hard. From dawn to sunset, rather late night, people are working, 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 running. Running to this direction, running to that direction. But what is the goal? What is the aim? Now, if all this running and all this endeavor and all this striving is for this world, it means they are lost. They are gum, according to the saying of Iqbal. Kafir ki ye pehchan ke afaq mein gum hai. They have been lost in this world. قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say to them, shall we inform them, who are the greatest losers in their striving in this world? And after this question, the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives himself, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those whose endeavor is wasted for this world only. All their time, all their workings, all their exertions, day and night for this world. As if they are lost. Their striving, their endeavors, they are lost. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. And they think that they are doing very good performance. Well, my business is flourishing. But I have put in labor in it, hard work. And the result I am having. My business is flourishing. I am shining in my career, in my profession. So they are contented that what they are endeavoring, they are getting the results. But the reality is, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are the people who have disbelieved the revelations of their Lord. Allah says that is the real life, not this. This is only a temporary abode. You have to leave it. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, day after. That's all. Nobody says that he can live in this world forever. He has to leave. So, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They may be saying that we believe in Quran. But if all their efforts are focused and lost for this world, that actually they don't believe in Quran. Quran says the real life is that, not this one. So you are denying Quran by your action, by your attitude. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ. And they have denied that they will have to meet him, meet their Lord. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. For all their good deeds they might have done, they have all gone in vain. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And we are not going to assign any weight to them on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. Such people also do some good deeds to satisfy their conscience. Well, I am all very busy in this world affair, but I am earning, but I am giving some charity also. I am doing that business also. That, you know, public service work also. No, these things. Unless your goal is akhirah, unless you devote yourself for the most of your personality and your time and your energies and your means for akhirah, for the pleasure of Allah, you are doomed. ذَلِكَ جَزَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. They are the people whose reward is going to be the hell. Bima kafaru. Due to the rejection of the faith, but nakhadu ayati wa rusuli huzwa. And they took my revelations and my messengers in mockery. What he is saying, that is the real life. Or real life is this. Babar may I suppose, ki Adam dubara nahi is. This is the life. Enjoy as much as you can. Because there is not going to be another life. Babar may I suppose, try to have as luxuries as you can have. Alam dubara bhi, this life will not come to you again. So avail the best of it. That is actually, Babar had said so. We are doing according to that. Our whole life pattern is absolute is on that basis. Now the contrast. Inna lavina amanu amilu salihat. On the contrary, those people who believe and do good deeds, kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula. For them, the gardens, they have been prepared, gardens of paradise, shall be ready for their hospitality. Khalidina fiha, abiding therein forever. La yamuna anha hewala, they will never like to be transferred from there to any other place. Kullau kaanal bahru midadan lekale maate rabbi. Please note, the last two ayat of Surah Bani Israel were started with kul. قُلِدُ اللَّهَ عَبِدُ الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَّمَّا تَدُوفَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَعُ الْحُسْنَى قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَى وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الظُّلْمَ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. The grandeur of the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his high station, his uniqueness, his unity, two ayat, the last two ayat of Surah Bani Israel, very, very profound. In this same way, the last two ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. They also start with Qul. There are two Quls in the end of Surah Bani Israel and two Quls in the end of Surah Al-Kahf. We are very well aware and familiar with four Quls. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. But these are four another Quls that you must remember. They are remember worthy. Now the grandeur of Allah's creation. قُلْ لَوْ كَانُ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the whole sea was to be used as an ink to write the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, the sea will be exhausted before the words of Allah are exhausted. Although another sea of the night might be brought for itself. Now what does it mean? Every creation of Allah is his word, kun. Everything is created by one word, kun. So every creation is a word of Allah. Can you count down and write down all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even if the oceans are to be used as ink, and there's another ayah in the Quran on the same subject, if all the trees on the earth are to be turned into pens, Kalimatullah will not be able to be exhausted or written. So this is to give you an impression of the grandeur of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now comes the last ayah, and this is the practical tawheed. One tawheed is theoretical. Allah is alone. Nobody is equal to him. None is a partner with him. There is no associate with him. There is no associate in his attributes, etc., etc. All these things are theoretical. What practical tawheed is? You worship him and him and him alone. Obey him and him and him alone. You can obey others only where there is no disobedience to Allah. Your obedience, your worship should be 100% focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the practical tawheed. I have a book on this subject, Tawheed Amali in Urdu. And this aspect of Tawheed is absolutely absent. Even those of our people, you know, who think that they are the Muwahideen and they are the Salafiyun and so on and so forth, they don't care about this Amali Tawheed. Now here is the Amali Tawheed. Last ayah of Surah Bani Israel, theoretical Tawheed. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. And here, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Verily, I am also a mortal human like you. The only difference between you and me is يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Wahi has come to me. Revelations have come to me. And what is the crux of the revelation? أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ. That your Lord is the only one Allah. One Lord, one God. No partner with Him. فَمَنْ كَالَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. So whosoever is hopeful and looking forward to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Now he has to do two things. He must do good deeds. Number one, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he shouldn't associate in his obedience to Allah. Ibadah means obedience. Abd is slave. In obedience and worship of Allah, he should not associate anything else, anybody else. So this is the end of Surah Al-Kahf. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.